Love straight away. It's run up the line by Zubac. Lobs to Drummond. Drummond banks. And Drummond scores.
Busca de nuevo. No hay alley-oop para Drummond. ¡Ay, ay, ay! ¡Qué bárbaro! Con una mano monstruoso. La clavada de Andre Drummond.
Osmond lobs up top to Drummond. Oh, my. Welcome to Cleveland, big man.
Throw to have it down. The big fella.
Drummond que lanza el triple buscando su segundo de la noche. ¡Sí, señor! ¡Andre Drummond!
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Take a wild guess who is the new Cleveland Cavalier in town.
You made a statement right away.
Yes, he did. A couple of quick buckets for Andre Drummond. Welcome to Cavs HQ. I'm John Hees. Rafa, great to have you with us. Last night, Andre Drummond made his Cavalier debut. The game did not go the way the Cavs had hoped. The Clippers win the ballgame by the final of 133-92. Drummond gets his feet wet. Rafa, 19 points, 14 rebounds, 7 of which came on the offensive glass, and those have been basically what he's been putting up all season long.
For sure, John. And, you know, the guys seem a little bit overjoyed trying to make sure they incorporated Drummond. It's obvious a different version of the offense with Andre Drummond for us that we have had, I guess, since I've been here. And obviously you mentioned that the result wasn't the same, but you can see that once this guy gets a few days to practice, which they haven't since Andre came in from the trade deadline. It's going to be better. It's going to be great once they get used to that lob being available inside the paint. And obviously we saw not only him hit more threes than he had hit yeah. the whole season, but also the rim protection and the offensive board that he's capable of doing.
You said since you've been here. I mean, frankly, this organization hasn't had a center like that since Brad Doherty.
Since Brad Doherty, probably.
Really.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Zydrunas Ilgauskas was the center for a while. Doesn't play like this guy. Different yeah. brand of basketball, different style of game. You know, it was interesting hearing the Cavs talk about it beforehand. They said, Coach Beilein said they basically showed Andre about 10 things. That's all they could get in there offensively in terms of what the Cavs were doing. It showed, you know, and John said before the game, well, then we started thinking, well, what happens on an inbounds play? What happens for all of these circumstances that we haven't worked with him yet? It's one thing to have a player try to assimilate himself just into a new team, being a regular type player, but a player like Andre who affects the game so much on each end of the floor, without question, it showed, and it showed from the opening tip, and it showed for all 48 minutes last
For
night.
Sure, and instincts help, but not when the other four are running something. Yeah. You know what I mean? And, so you gotta be able to flow with the offense, and he showed, and I'm pretty sure we'll see the improvement coming down the road.
And also when you have an elite team like the Clippers, and yes, they were missing Kawhi Leonard. Yes, still they were missing Patrick Beverley, but you have professional scorers like Lou Williams and Paul George, and the Clippers look like a well-oiled machine after they got embarrassed the night before in Minnesota, giving up over 140 points.
26 threes did Minnesota yeah. hit without D'Angelo Russell. You know, we're going to talk about the trade deadline and all the new faces, new team, new face. But they allowed 81 points in the first half, and they literally looked like they were a little angry last night here at Rocket Mortgage Field.
They gave up all those threes the night before to Minnesota, gave up only 7 to the Cavs, and boy, they were closing out hard. They were, I don't know if you saw, they were on the floor. The Clippers were on the floor. A handful of guys were practicing and practicing hard about 90 minutes before the game. Doc Rivers wasn't messing around. Nice to see Tyronn Lue back in the building. Tyronn, of course, the head coach of the 2016 champion.
He looked young.
Cavaliers, boy, he looked good, didn't he? I tell you what, head coaching in this league, woo. And you know, Tyronn had the health scare, of course, had to step away for a couple of weeks. But man, it looks like we were joking that it looked like he turned back the clock.
He's like Tyronn Lue Button.
He was 50 pounds lighter. All that gray hair went away.
Yeah. He got his color back.
Yeah, he looked good. And good luck to him. Boy, they got a team. The Clippers have a team. In the second half of the show, we're going to talk more Andre Drummond in the first half. We're also going to hear from Andre what he had to say after last night's game. Some telling comments, I think you could say, out of Andre Drummond. We're going to talk general NBA in the second half. Campy Russell is going to be joining us for some of that. But, you know, we'll be discussing the Clippers. Clippers look good. I mean, obviously the Lakers look good as well. The Nuggets are up there too. But to me right now, the two LA teams are front and center in that Western
Conference. And the scary part about the Clippers, John, is the bench. because you mentioned Kawhi and Paul George in the starting lineup. But when you have Lou Williams and Harrell coming off the bench, and they average nearly 20 points a game, I think it's something that you gotta contest, you gotta fight against. And obviously, on the other side of the LA team, you have the duo of LeBron and AD. But in the playoff, with Doc Rivers' experience and all those people coming off the bench,
And when you say 20 points coming off that bench, it's nearly 20 points each. That bench at Montrezl Harrell and Lou Williams. Lou got the start last night with Kawhi Leonard out of that lineup. But that Clipper bench is number one in the league in scoring, 51 points per game. Harrell is second in the league in bench scoring. Lou Williams is fourth in the league in bench scoring. And when you match those two teams up, that to me is what's going to be interesting. Do the Lakers have the depth? We're going to explore this as well. I mean, the Lakers reportedly are going to give Dion Waiters a tryout. He just recently got bought out. J.R. Smith's name has been in the headlines recently.
I was rooting for him.
Potentially attached to the Lakers. So that matchup, if it comes into play, I mean, obviously we have a long, long way to go, but L.A. versus L.A. looks like a fun, fun matchup if it comes to fruition.
And just
to
add a little bit on the depth of the Clippers, you mentioned Lou Williams coming off as a starter last night. Mm-hmm. They still got their average off the bench last night against us. So that's how deep this team is.
Much deeper than the Lakers.
Yes.
By
far.
On paper, much better defensively. Three of the best defenders in basketball. I mean, you start with Paul George. Paul George was third in the league, not only in MVP voting last season, but also in Defensive Player of the Year voting as well. We know what Patrick Beverley can do. I mean, three-plus defenders. And, oh, by the way, Kawhi Leonard on that defensive end as well.
Talking about being deeper, the last time they were supposed to meet, the game was postponed because of the COVID tragedy.
Right.
Between Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell, they have scored more points, the two of them, than all of the Lakers bench together. So that's how deep this team is.
We're going to talk all about that in the second half. Coming up next, however, we'll hear from Andre Drummond after he made his Cavalier debut just last night. That's straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ.
Purina Dog Chow helps keep your pet happy and healthy from head to tail. It is specially designed with your dog in mind. Visit your local Discount Drug Mart and pick up Purina Dog Chow today. Or visit us at Purina.com for more information on some of the most popular and trusted pet food brands. Purina, your pet, our passion. Find Purina at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Monsters, and Gladiators.
For the loyal families who turn living rooms into 50-year shrines. For bars and pubs across a land where strangers become Cavs family. And a Cleveland house packed 20,000 strong. For the love. For the legacy. For the land. Always know what you're fighting for. Be the fight.
Wednesday, February 12th, the Cavs battle the Hawks at 7. It's Black Heritage Celebration presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Tickets available now at Cavs.com.
Want to win an authentic Cavs 2016 championship ring, one Cavs autographed item, a meet and greet with a Cavs legend, a $200 Team Shop gift card, round trip airfare to Cleveland for you and a friend, hotel accommodations for two nights, and two floor seats to the Cavs versus Lakers game on March 26th? For as little as a $10 donation, enter this nationwide contest at prizio.com/Cavs. The more you give, the more chances to win. Donate today, and this special commemorative ring from the Cavs championship could be yours.
Cirque du Soleil explores a new Frozen playground in ways that defy all expectations. Discover the world of Crystal. Let yourself be amazed by Cirque du Soleil's very first on-ice experience. Playing June 24th through 28th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Get your tickets for Crystal now at CirqueDuSoleil.com.
You've got the ring, now you need the rest. Find it all at the 12th annual Cleveland Bridal Show at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on Sunday, March 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get great ideas and the best deals from over 50 local vendors. See some of the latest bridal styles during the fashion show at noon presented by Catan Fashion. Tickets are just $5 in advance at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com or by calling 216-420-0000.
going with the John Michael special this week on Cavs HQ.
I'm comfortable with that.
I know that. It's the John Michael playlist.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ.
I can't get that loud. That high
for a while. And then don't. Most people in their cars right now are saying, don't try.
I feel like I'm a Studio 54.
So yesterday, here inside Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse,
yep.
a.k.a. Studio 54, Andre Drummond made his Cavalier debut as in the ball game. Solid debut, numbers similar to what he had put up with Detroit earlier in this season. 19 points, 14 rebounds, dished out 3 assists, 7 offensive rebounds. It was interesting hearing him the day before the game, and he said, my excitement is genuine. I'm happy to be here, particularly because, quote, I'm coming to an organization that wants me to be here.
Mm-hmm.
He was excited going into that first game, and again, the final score was obviously not what anyone wanted it to be here inside this building. But I think a start that, you know, afterwards, and we're going to hear this momentarily, but afterwards he said, you know what, in a way, this was to be expected. Nobody made any excuses for the final score, but in a way, it's going to take a while, and it was good to hear what he had to say after the game.
I love what I heard from him before and after the game, and after the game more than anything else, because it would have been easy to accept that he was frustrated with the result, especially, you know, a big night for the Cavs.
So much excitement.
Everybody's expectations and everything. But the reality is, John, that it is one guy playing with a whole group of guys that have been together for 50 games already. So I really appreciated what I heard from him in terms of the work that he put in before the game, in terms of what he recognizes is his need as a leader on and off the court, and the fact that he took it upon himself to talk to the young guys, to talk to them about a little bit about how he plays and what he expects from them.
It looked like the communication aspect was there.
And the respect as well.
Yeah, you also say, too, that, you know, he's joining a team that's played 50 games. That said, the Cavs are still looking to find their way,
yeah,
in a way, you know, through the first 50 games and trying to at least get into a rotation or a situation where things feel more comfortable. We saw signs of that over the past week, but now you introduce this completely different element, the type of player the Cavs haven't had in this organization in decades. Likely will take some time. Here's what Andre Drummond had to say after last night's game.
It was fun. I was excited. I think we're going to be a really good team. We just have to work out some kinks. Obviously, it's my first game here. We had no practice time. So it was expected for us to come out and look, you know, lost, obviously, because we're trying to figure out plays. I didn't really know many plays yet. Defensively, we're still trying to figure each other out on, you know, where we need to be. But I think with this break coming up, I think it's going to be good for us to be able to get some practice time in and really learn each other.
You've been working on your three-pointer since you came here?
I've been working on it for 8 straight years. This is the first team to let me use it, so.
So you're high, too. That's
great. Yeah, so it's, you know, something I'll be using more and more. I had the green light to shoot it, obviously, within rhythm, not just taking it off the bounce and shooting. If I'm open, you know, take the shot. So it's something I've worked on, so I feel comfortable taking it.
Andre, how weird was today? I mean, your first game over here after all those years in Detroit. What was going through your mind kind of entering the arena and whatnot?
You know, my mind was at ease, actually. You know, you would think I didn't have any jitters. You know, I think the home fan, like the fan base here, did a really good job of welcoming me as well, too, making me feel comfortable while I was here, just being in the street, you know, going to restaurants and just seeing people and just how excited they are to have me here and just, you know, my positive energy, just being in the locker room, just trying to help our team get to a good situation.
You're playing for a coach you were familiar with and saw a little when you were in Detroit. He said he was familiar with you. What were your impressions when you, know, playing for him, what it might mean?
It was weird because he didn't recruit me in college, so I made fun of him all the time for that. So, definitely have a good relationship with Coach B-Line. I watched him while he was at school. He's a hell of a coach. He's doing a great job here, obviously. You know, it's his first couple of months here, so it's going to take some time for him to get adjusted. He still needs to learn the game. It's a big transition from college to the NBA, so I think once he learns the game and learns what it takes to win, I think we'll be great.
Andre, of course you'd have an adjustment. You, the team, getting used to each other, all that. But, I mean, tonight obviously was, on the scoreboard, a terrible night.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, we're not looking at the scoreboard. I said it when I first got here in the locker room. I said, you know, I don't – and I said it to the media as well. I don't care about the record. I don't care about the scoreboard. I just care about, did we get better today? Obviously, we're not going to win every game the rest of the way out, but our goal is to try to win some games. We're not going to sit down and allow teams to just come here and blow us out. We're going to play to the best of our ability each and every night. My goal is to push these guys and keep them positive and, you know, just continue to work hard and show no fight. I mean, show no quit. I mean, excuse me.
Andre, in any way, is it difficult to take on a leadership role for a team that you're joining midway through the season?
You know, I think the team really just asked me to speak up. I mean, whatever I see, you know, they tell me to say it. You know, I don't really intend to step on anybody's toes or try to come and take anybody's shine or anything like that. But if somebody asks a question, I do a really good job of just responding back and giving them my insight of what I think. I've been on a winning team, and I haven't won a championship. Kevin Love and Tristan have, but, you know, I know what it's like to win. So guys that are coming in, like, you know, KP and, you know, Garland and Sexton, you know, when they ask me questions, I take the time to really sit down and talk to them. I spent a lot of time with them today at the shooter on as well, too.
You've been talking a lot about how much excitement you have to play with Cleveland's young guards. What did you see from far that makes you so excited about them?
Just the grit. I mean, they're tough guards, and they're smart. I think it's just giving them some time to learn the game. And then once they do, it's going to be very scary because they're very athletic, they're smart, they're crafty. So when it's used the right way, it can be very dangerous.
When you left Detroit, you mentioned getting no heads up. What exactly did you mean by that? And what did you think of the process and how this went down?
You know, for me, I'm a Cleveland Cavalier now, so I can't really control what happened then. I'm happy to be here. Excited I got to play my first game in a Cavalier jersey, and I'm looking forward to playing again on Wednesday.
How was it sharing the floor with Kevin and Tristan tonight, you know, fellow other big man?
It was fun. It was fun. You know, playing with Kevin was great. Just having a guy that can shoot the ball very well, consistently off the dribble handoff when I pitched it back to him. He was knocking him down. So that's going to be a threat to use throughout the rest of the way.
I know you haven't experienced this just being traded, but how long do you think it takes for guys to pick up on each other's tendencies on the floor when it's the first time they played together?
I mean, I think I've watched a total of 8 hours of film on this entire team in the past 2 days, so I think I know quite a bit about this team right now. So I've taken the time to really learn these guys. You know, I watched 100 clips on KP, Garland, and Sexton on their drives, how they handle pick and rolls. So I know everything I need to know about them. You know, with the bigs, I've watched everything on them too. So this is like a time for me to really take, you know, I'm taking the time to really learn these guys. Like, I'm not coming here, you know, hanging my head. I'm here with a positive attitude and trying to instill that in everybody else.
But even vice versa, too. Those guys learning what your tendencies are, too, you know?
Yeah, it's new. It's new. So, you know, we have some time to practice the next couple of days. We got 2 days of practice before our next game, and we'll figure it out from there.
Defensively, what have you Colin and Darius, when you provide them that back line help, like, what have you communicated?
For them, I just tell them to keep coming on the pick and rolls. Like, you know, when we set a pick and roll, just like, I tell them not to just die on the screen, just keep coming and, you know, corral them, and I'll do my best to keep them in front and give them enough time to get back in front of the guard.
Did Detroit pop in your mind at all today?
For what?
Just throughout the game or coming here?
Again, you know, I'm playing for Cleveland. I can't, you know, really answer that question. You know, if I'm here in Cleveland, I'm playing to the best of my ability. I'm having fun while I'm out there with the guys. I'm really happy to be here. And, you know, that's really all it boils down to.
When you were talking to the young guards, I think this morning or whatever, were they asking you questions, or were you trying to point out things that you've seen on?
Yeah, so, you know, again, you know, the film sessions, I watched in my hotel room. I was watching film all day today at the hotel. And, you know, I pulled all three of those guys together, KP, Sexton, and Garland, and I told them what I saw when I watched film, and I just gave them different pointers throughout the game. If you watch closely, they got a lot more open today, too, because I was telling them how to come off a pick and roll to get their shot.
I think it's amazing to see. What I take out from it is the fact that he took time to watch video of Colin and Garland, and Kevin Porter Jr., who are the ones that will probably be feeding him, or he's the ones that he's going to be rolling with. So this is the guy that is willing to do his homework, and again, ignoring the result for now, knowing that where they're going, they're gonna get there, but they need to learn to play together first.
Yeah, and it was interesting hearing John Beilein say that, look, Andre took both of those young guards aside and said, here's how I'm going to set those screens. Here's how I want you to cut off me to maximize this situation. So, again, work in progress. Cavs have one more appearance before the All-Star festivities. That is Wednesday night against the Red Hot Trey Young. Red Hot Trey personally. Red Hot Trey and the Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks have struggled this season, but, man, Trey Young continues to light it up. So we shall see. One more shot for the Cavaliers to get Andre Drummond into the mix before the All-Star festivities. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ right after this.
For the loyal families who turn living rooms into 50-year shrines. For bars and pubs across a land where strangers become Cavs family. And the Cleveland House packed 20,000 strong. For the love, for the legacy, for the land. Always know what you're fighting for. Be the fight.
Wednesday, February 12th, the Cavs battle the Hawks at 7. It's Black Heritage Celebration, presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Tickets available now at Cavs.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Hey all, Jimmy Hanlon here. Cleveland winters can be brutal, but with these Rustic Grill restaurant promotions, you're sure to eat and drink well. Tuesday, $7 burger night is back. Wednesday, coin flip night. Order a drink, flip a coin, call it in the air. If you get it right, the drink is on the house. Every Thursday, we have 50-cent wings and drink specials. Friday is prime time with prime rib dinner specials. And don't forget, we have live music on Saturdays. Get out of the house, have some fun, and visit the Rustic Grill in Highland Heights.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Harry Styles.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the time.
Love on tour. Step into the light at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, July 15th, with special guest Jenny Lewis. Get tickets now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. The brand new album, Fine Line, is available to stream and download now. For more, check hstyles.co.uk.
At First Energy, we're putting more into tomorrow so you can get the most out of today by investing in a smarter, stronger, safer grid and innovative technology that improves reliability. But most of all, we're investing in our people, the dedicated men and women who work each and every day to bring you a brighter future where energy is smarter and living is better. See their stories and more at firstenergycorp.com.
I'm embarrassed to admit that I know this is the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
And I like it.
You should be dancing. Yeah.
We are back on Cavs HQ. John Michael alongside the Spanglish singing Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Marty has gone really high today.
Yes. All disco so far here in the first half. Hey, announced earlier today, two teammates on the Cavaliers, Kevin Love and Andre Drummond, have been announced as finalists for the 2020 U.S. Olympic men's basketball team that will be in Tokyo, Japan, in late July and on into August. Cavs only one of five teams to feature two players among the finalists, 44 finalists in all.
Out of all the ones, you know, I like Bam Adebayo. I'm sure he's his first.
I was going to say, what are you looking at there?
Huh?
What are you looking at? The roster?
The 44 roster.
Finalists.
I like Bam. Bam Adebayo. I love his style of play. I mean, he's just so athletic and so good and so growing still.
I mean, it's a sparkling array of players, including Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Draymond Green. I mean, so many different ways you can go. It's been fun to watch the evolution of international basketball. It used to be that the U.S. would simply pick all-stars until that wasn't working because there was nothing going on the defensive end of the floor.
And also keep in mind that after their defeat in the World Cup this past summer when Spain won it again, a lot of them, even Steph Curry and LeBron James, committed already to be part of the Olympic team, and they have been named in the list.
So, I mean, this list is a long one and a good one in terms of the Americans who have been named as finalists in a lot of different directions Team USA can go. Now, Love and Drummond have a lot of international experience.
Yep.
Love has played 28 games internationally for the U.S. He was a member of the 2012 Olympic team. They went 8-0 in London. You remember that team? Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, James Harden, LeBron,
Carmelo's.
Chris Paul, yeah. and Russell Westbrook. Yeah. And then you know, before that, Love was a member of the 2010 USA World Championship team that won in Turkey. Drummond, he's played 25 games of international basketball, part of the USA World Cup team in 2014 that went 9-0 in Spain. He's been on that team for a long, long time. And in fact, Andre said that's where he first met Kobe Altman. He was playing
U16. When Kobe was the tower boy.
Right, he was playing U16 or U17, and Kobe was a manager for that team, and that's where that relationship began.
How about this coaching staff? Head coach Greg Popovich, Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, Lloyd Pierce from the Hawks, and Villanova Jay Wright.
Yeah, they have some decisions to make ahead, but boy, a good crop of players that will be playing after the World Cup this past summer where Spain was victorious. Nice to see more people participating and getting ready for that upcoming Olympics. We'll take a break and be back with more after this on Cavs HQ.
Every time you show up, every time you make your presence heard, whether you're here for the memories that last a lifetime or the dance that happens just once a year, whether you ride for the Cinderella or go all in for the legendary comeback, however you choose to be a fan during March Madness, you make the game. The road to the Final Four goes through Cleveland. The NCAA men's basketball first and second rounds, March 20th and 22nd at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Visit ncaa.com/mbbtickets to get your seats today.
For the loyal families who turn living rooms into 50-year shrines. For bars and pubs across a land where strangers become Cavs family. And the Cleveland House packed 20,000 strong. For the love, for the legacy, for the land. Always know what you're fighting for. Be the fight.
Wednesday, February 12th, the Cavs battle the Hawks at 7. It's Black Heritage Celebration presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Tickets available now at Cavs.com.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
You've got the ring, now you need the rest. Find it all at the 12th annual Cleveland Bridal Show at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on Sunday, March 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get great ideas and the best deals from over 50 local vendors. See some of the latest bridal styles during the fashion show at noon presented by Catan Fashion. Tickets are just $5 in advance at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com or by calling 216-420-0000.
Purina Dog Chow helps keep your pet happy and healthy from head to tail. It is specially designed with your dog in mind. Visit your local Discount Drug Mart and pick up Purina Dog Chow today. Or visit us at Purina.com for more information on some of the most popular and trusted pet food brands. Purina, your pet, our passion. Find Purina at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Monsters, and Gladiators.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ. As so many of you know, community service is a cornerstone of this Cavaliers organization. And as part of the Cavs Black History Celebration efforts, Cavs team members prepared a special dinner at Ronald McDonald House of Cleveland. Cavalier volunteers put on their chef hats alongside the real chefs, John Roberto and Matt Schwab, to prepare appetizers, entrees, and desserts for more than 125 residents and guests to enjoy. Thanks so much to the Ronald McDonald House of Cleveland for inviting the Cavaliers into your home for the evening. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. Campy Russell will join us on the second half of Cavs HQ. We're back for the second half of Cavs HQ with a special guest, Campy Russell. Campy, ring my bell. Anita Ward, 1979. What were you doing in the summer of 1979 when this song came out?
Wow, that's interesting. I think probably I went to the New York Knicks in 79, 80. So
right. You went to 354 or Copacabana?
Oh.
You know, shaking it out?
I was there at 54. Yeah. Yes, because I just wanted to see what was in there.
Oh, I see.
It didn't have
I
anything
see.
To do
just
with
curiosity,
me.
Yeah. Right? Like,
curiosity, right? Curiosity.
Nobody's going to tell me.
And we know curiosity kills the cat. Yeah. So.
Cam, that, always good to see
you. That has to be one of the most amazing places I have ever been to. I don't know if it had to do with because I was a little underage and I was allowed to get in, but it was, you know, it was Studio 54.
It was an interesting place. That's all I got to say.
It was
about
amazing.
I was going to ask you more about it, but that's all you got to say. It was just
an interesting place. I mean, you saw so many different things, but for me, the best time to be in New York is on Halloween.
Interesting.
You see so many spectacular things that you're like, is that real? I mean, that's what really got me was being there
on Halloween. The village, yeah.
No, it wasn't even. I'm talking about just driving around. I mean,
anywhere in the general vicinity.
Parade everywhere.
Exactly.
We're joined by Cavalier legend Campy Russell. All right, Camp. Big news at the trade deadline: the Cavaliers acquire Andre Drummond. Last night, Andre makes his Cavalier debut. The game did not go the way that Andre and the Cavaliers wanted it to go. But your first impressions of the big man?
Well, my first impression is exactly what I thought we was going to get, and that was what his statistics says every night in terms of him being able to score the ball, rebound the ball, run up and down the floor really well. I think he has great feet, meaning that he moves his feet pretty well, and he's quick. For a big guy that is that size, he definitely has the ability to move his body. So to me, I think he can definitely impact this basketball team. I guess it's just going to come down to how we're going to utilize him on a day-to-day basis, on a night-to-night basis. Will he be a go-to guy, or will he be a guy that, for the most part, do what he do? And that is go get the rebound, be able to score the ball, be able to make passes, set a pick and roll. If he can do those kind of things and bring it with a lot of energy every single night, he definitely could be a big impact guy for this basketball team.
We've heard him talk about how he had a conversation with the guards, with the young guys, and we have talked about how he's going to take time for them to kind of come together. Can you talk a little bit about how big an impact it is when you get a different piece and such a big piece into an offense like the Cavs that we haven't had in quite some time?
Right.
What do they mean? What are they talking about when he says, you know, the difficulty of just – jumping in like that without any practice.
Yeah, same question, Cam. Have you ever been on a team where such an impactful player came to your team in the middle of a season where you had to make substantial adjustments on both ends of the floor?
I think the biggest thing, the way I can approach this is Nate Thurman.
Mm-hmm.
When Nate Thurman came here, you know, he was a force, a guy that defended the rim. He could score the ball, rebound the ball, do all those things that, in some respect, Drummond can do. But the thing that we did was, you know, even he said this, you guys go do what you guys do, and I'll fill in the blanks. Mm-hmm. And to me, when you got a forced guy like that, I think that should really be the approach, is to identify what he can do, and you see it over and over and over, then you start making adjustments to it. And that's really how we did it with Nate Thurman. And to me, Nate Thurman was very similar, and not so much in the structure size, but Nate was 6'11". He was an outstanding defender, rebounder. He's always scored the ball his entire career. But at the time that he came with us, his attitude was, hey, guys, you guys do what you do, and I'll go from there. And I think, again, in some respect, I think that's the position that Drummond should somewhat take, because it's going to take him some time to kind of get familiar with who he has on his team and what they can and cannot do. And once he understands that, I think a lot of things will start coming together on his own.
Let's talk about this from an offensive perspective, all right, if you're the coaching staff.
Yes.
What adjustments have to be made? I mean, Ralph and I were talking in the first half that the Cavs, this franchise has not had a center like this maybe since Brad Daugherty.
Yes,
okay?
That's true.
So now things need to change on the offensive end to be able to maximize his skill set to do what you want to do offensively. Where does that start, I guess, Camp, on that offensive end?
And I think that's probably the biggest thing, because – when you're playing basketball, you know, there's some calls being made. And you, as the new person, you're sitting there saying, well, where do I supposed to go? Or, you know, is this A or is this B?
That was clear last night, too.
Exactly. Yeah. So the thing you have to do, in my opinion, is you have to keep it simple. You know, you have to just run some basic plays, and then after that, everybody has to be able to do, as we always hear people saying, read and react to whatever occurs out there. And I think that's the way that you can bring him on quicker, because as he gets to understand what the plays really are, mm-hmm. then things will definitely get better. But I think we all have to understand that this is a process. It's going to take some time for all this to come together. And the biggest issue is we have a game on Wednesday.
Right.
All-star break. Mm-hmm. Now guys are going their different ways, and I'm sure he'll probably stay around to try to get some additional information about this team.
Right.
But it's going to be a process.
Let me follow up from a broader perspective, Cam. Let's take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
What ideally would we want this to look like? I mean, Kevin Love, in terms of the spacing, he and Andre both talked about the spacing that Andre now can provide. The young guards, in terms of some pick-and-roll actions that they can run with Andre. What ideally would you want to see this look like when they get everything in place in terms of how they can utilize Andre Drummond on that offensive end of the floor?
Well, to me, when you say utilize it, it's a situation with Drummond that, do you really want him to be, in my opinion, the full focus of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in basketball, the ball has to move. And if the ball is moving, for the most part, you will see how things should be. But if the ball is stagnant, then you got everybody standing. Now everybody is defensible. You can defend everybody now because everybody's just standing in one spot. But if you keep the ball moving and bodies moving and moving with a purpose, you give yourself a better opportunity. So to me, that is where we have to look at going, and I'm sure, you know, Coach Beilein understands what he needs to do in order to take advantage of Drummond. So for me to sit here and talk about what should be, I kind of understand what needs to happen, but it's all about the ball movement, body movement, and these guys trusting each other. I think that is the only element that can help bring this team together as quickly as possible.
You mentioned about the young guys, and almost everybody just saying keep doing what you guys do.
Yes.
But in the case of Colin Sexton, who played 1 year in college and a year in the NBA, Kevin Porter Jr., who played a year but missed some games, and Darius Garland, who played a handful of games, I would bet that they haven't played with a guy of that size, of that magnitude, or that way of impacting the game. So how hard is going to be their learning to continue to do what they do, but also at the same time realizing that now is a different weapon or different offense for them to run?
To me, I think it's going to take our complete coaching staff to help them understand what it is that they need for them to do that will benefit not only themselves but also the rest of the team. And to me, that is the situation that we are in at this particular point, because you're right. They have never played with a guy that big, because at the end of the day, they just got out of high school, or in some cases, college. So there was nobody that kind of size. But for the most part, I think the coaching staff just have to understand what we need to do to take advantage of what we have, which is a Kevin Love, a Drummond out there on the floor. You have a small forward out there on the floor, whether it's Jetty, whether it's McKinney, whether it's Larry Nance Jr., whatever that is, and whether it's Sexton, whether it's Garland mm-hmm. out there. You have to just understand, okay, these are the guys that are out there. How do we make this happen? And to me, it all starts with running the offense, knowing what the offense is, trusting the offense, and trusting each other. If you do that, a lot of good things can happen out there on the basketball court.
We're talking to Cavalier legend Campy Russell. Camp, in our next segment, Rafa and I are going to break down the NBA, the East and the West.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get your take.
Yes.
All right, on a couple of different things. One, this Clipper team is pretty darn good.
My God.
They're pretty darn
yes,
good.
Yes, they are.
Right. No Kawhi Leonard, no Patrick Beverley, two of their top three defensive players.
Right.
But deep, and guys who can get after you defensively. I mean, what happened the previous night in Minnesota, an aberration,
right,
was the
exactly.
Wolves scored 140-plus points, and you saw how it looked like it personally affected the Clippers
right.
when they came into Cleveland just last night.
Yes.
The Clippers and the Lakers, Ralph and I agreed earlier, we think those are the top two teams in the West. It's not like we're going out on a limb. I mean, some like the Nuggets, some like the Jazz, some mm-hmm. other teams bouncing around. The Rockets
right,
are always
right.
still in the conversation. But If those two teams meet, from what you've seen out of the Clippers and the Lakers, and it's obviously it's a premature question. Yeah. No team's playing the same in February as they are in April, as they will be in June if it gets that far. But Clippers, Lakers, what's your preference? Can't be Russell.
Well, to me, I like the Clippers, and I'll tell you why. I like the Clippers because of the guy that leads that basketball team, and I'm talking about lead it from top to bottom, and that's Doc Rivers. Mm-hmm. And the fortitude, the attitude, the toughness that he has, and he and Jerry West have structured that team based on the toughness, the length, the speed, the quickness of a bunch of guys that are 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", athletic, basketball IQs. And to me, that's a hard combination to beat, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And you look at their backcourt. You know, you're talking about Patrick Beverley. You're talking about Lou Williams.
Landry Shamet.
Shamet, man. Rodney Magruder. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just look at what they have, and you're like, there's never ending.
There's not a weak spot in there.
Nowhere.
No weak links, right?
Nowhere. And their centers, Zubac and Harrell and whoever else they decide to put out there, they come to play, and they give you exactly what Doc
they fit
one.
Right in their system.
Exactly.
Though.
I mean, it's just like it's seamless. I mean, nothing changes but the personnel. So to me, I like that team. That's the team that I would take because of their overall toughness, and Doc Rivers will get these guys to play hard every single night without failure.
What about on the east side? Anybody do you see competing against the Milwaukee Bucks?
Milwaukee's 45-7. The Raptors, who many thought were fixing to fall, have won 14 in a row. They're 39-14.
Right.
What do you see in the East? The Sixers are
they're
struggling to stay afloat. The Heat have added reinforcements. Boston's under the radar. They've won 7 straight.
How about Miami Heat?
That's what I said. Yeah, the Heat are. They got some reinforcements at the trade deadline.
So you're basically talking about a 5-man race, in my opinion.
I agree. The Pacers are 6, and then there's a big drop off. But I agree with you. Five teams.
And I will submit this to you. That probably none of those four or five teams that are above the Pacers want to play the Pacers. Because the Pacers is that same kind of team that the Clippers are in some respect. In terms of the coach, McMillan is the same guy as Doc Rivers. Toughness. You're going to do what I tell you to do. You're going to play the way I tell you to play. And if you're not, you will not be here.
The Pacers are like, we'll get after you the same way without the superstars.
Exactly.
Without quite having that same level of talent.
No. Oladipo has not gotten back to where he was. But you look at the way they play every single night, they're going to be a tough out for anybody.
And from personal experience, we can tell those five teams that the Pacers are a difficult team in the playoffs.
And they really are. But when you look at the totality of those five guys or five teams you're talking about, it makes you wonder. You say, man, you know, who really is it? Will the Bucks run themselves out?
Right.
You know,
we've seen that happen before. In the 15-16 season, when a certain team from out west won 73 games.
Exactly. I mean, will they run themselves out? Then you look at the Raptors. I like that team because they bring that fire.
They
that
get
tough.
After you.
Are you impressed by Nick Nurse, his ability to coach?
Well, to me, I think Nick Nurse has done a great job with the personnel that he has. But the beauty of that team and their organization, they've done a great job in player development. Mm-hmm. I mean, and in my view, player development in this league is huge because everybody comes in with a lot of warts on them. Now it's just a matter of how you get those warts off of them. And the only way you can do that is through developing them, teaching them, having them understand what your system is, and then trusting what we're trying to do every single night. And to me, that's where everything starts and stops on the development side. And the Raptors have done an outstanding job in that area.
Campy Russell, always insightful, always fun.
Well, thank you.
Thanks so much for this.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
See you at the Palladium.
I thought it was 54.
Yeah, we're moving up now.
We'll be back after this.
The very thought of you.
After 5 sold-out world tours, he's back.
And I'm feeling good.
It's an evening with Michael Bublé.
Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. And
Friday, March 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Tickets are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. A Beaver production.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
You've got the ring, now you need the rest. Find it all at the 12th annual Cleveland Bridal Show at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on Sunday, March 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get great ideas and the best deals from over 50 local vendors. See some of the latest bridal styles during the fashion show at noon presented by Catan Fashion. Tickets are just $5 in advance at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com or by calling 216-420-0000.
Harry Styles.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the
Love on tour. Step into the light at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, July 15th, with special guest Jenny Lewis. Get tickets now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. The brand new album, Fine Line, is available to stream and download now. For more, check hstyles.co.uk.
Want to win an authentic Cavs 2016 championship ring, one Cavs autographed item, a meet and greet with a Cavs legend, a $200 Team Shop gift card, round trip airfare to Cleveland for you and a friend, hotel accommodations for two nights, and two floor seats to the Cavs versus Lakers game on March 26th? For as little as a $10 donation, enter this nationwide contest at prizio.com/Cavs. The more you give, the more chances to win. Donate today, and this special commemorative ring from the Cavs championship could be yours.
Shakira, Shakira. Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body.
I'm assuming you enjoyed the Super Bowl halftime show.
You know, I haven't watched it yet. I have it taped. I was at my friend's house.
That's a trick question.
I was at my friend's house, and he has kids, so.
Yeah.
The second Shakira came out and started showing her hips don't lie.
Well, it wasn't the second
decided,
she came out.
Yeah.
Rafa was over at the Michael household for the Super Bowl, which was nice. Thanks for coming
over. My birthday, too.
Yes, it was. It was an excellent celebration. The 6-year-old and the 4-year-old were running around when halftime began. We had fortunately taped something beforehand just in case. We let Shakira go for, what, 30 seconds or so?
Yeah.
And it started to get a little...
And then I said to John,
Little hippie.
Listen, if Shakira is alarming you, I think we should change it because J-Lo is next.
Well, you're right. She wasn't alarming me, but yeah. as a parent.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. I was surprised how many people complain about that, though. It's like, change the channel.
We did.
I know that.
We did.
That's the power of the remote control.
That is. And it was another.
It is a halftime show. It's not supposed to be a choir.
Yeah, we knew it would be another.
I've seen worse.
Yeah, we've seen some of the.
They were complaining. I don't think they were complaining too much about the outfit more than the movement. And Shakira's hips don't lie. That's an understatement. And then of course J-Lo came out in the poll and everything. But you know,
so
Madonna,
you have eventually seen it. See, I didn't see that part.
Madonna was a little, you know, Lady Gaga. yeah. What's her name?
Of course,
Janet Jackson had a malfunction. It's like
that's when parents started to sit up and say, "You know what? Maybe the kids."
I don't know what people were expecting for a halftime show to be alarmed by outfit.
I didn't realize were a lot of people alarmed.
There were a lot of people complaining about the exotic and like too much showing of skin and it's beautiful women dancing.
Okay. Well, I'm glad
at
you were.
The halftime show.
Yeah, I'm glad you
were. I've seen better halftime shows. I tell you that.
All right.
In my years with the NFL, and Purple Rain, the Prince, Under the Rain, in Miami, in that same stadium.
A lot of people point to Springsteen as one of the best.
I don't like Bruce Springsteen, I never even watch it. The Rolling Stones.
Shakira, yes.
The Rolling Stones.
No.
The Who.
Yeah, all right.
You know, they were good shows.
Yeah, all right.
And I don't think artistically I was impressed by the show. It was, for some reason, it was very Hispanic.
And I wasn't impressed
yeah,
by that.
For some
you know,
really?
They had Bad Bunny and some other dude. I forgot his name.
Well, why weren't you impressed by that?
Because I don't like that type of music. Their music, their, you know, the reggaeton and
okay.
I'm not a fan of that type of genre.
Okay, I hear you.
But I appreciate the halftime shows when they bring people from other. From
genres?
Other types, yeah, from other genres, all like right. You know, when Elton John sang with
okay.
Eminem at the Grammys,
oh,
that
I
was
see.
Amazing.
I see. Mixing of genres,
you know what I mean?
Saying?
Yeah,
right, right. Okay.
I thought that they should have done that,
yeah.
As opposed to just bringing a whole Latin flavor to it. There's nothing wrong with it, but I'm saying I like when they mix the
okay.
quality, the categories, and just you appreciate their music talent.
We've talked about nothing yet. We're up against the break.
Yeah.
Real quickly, did you like the XFL?
I did.
I sort of did, too.
I like the fact that I could watch football after the
period.
Super Bowl.
Period. That's it. But decent football.
Especially around this time.
Right. Decent football after the Super Bowl right away. I'm in.
And I see a few things that I would like the NFL to adopt, like the three-point conversion or two-point conversion or one-point conversion after the Super Bowl.
I got to warm up to that thing.
The other thing I don't understand is they're trying to get away from the collisions
yeah.
on the kickoff.
Right.
But these guys line up 5 yards away from each other, all 10 guys, while the kicker punted.
Yeah, but at least you don't have a 50-yard running start to smash somebody moving 1,000 miles an hour. But XFL, I approve.
Yeah,
quick,
I like it.
Quick break. Wrap things up right after this.
For the loyal families who turn living rooms into 50-year shrines. For bars and pubs across a land where strangers become cast family. And a Cleveland house packed 20,000 strong. For the love, for the legacy, for the land. Always know what you're fighting for. Be the fight.
Wednesday, February 12th, the Cavs battle the Hawks at 7. It's Black Heritage Celebration presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Tickets available now at Cavs.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Cirque du Soleil explores a new Frozen playground in ways that defy all expectations. Discover the world of Crystal. Let yourself be amazed by Cirque du Soleil's very first on-ice experience. Playing June 24th through 28th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Get your tickets for Crystal now at CirqueDuSoleil.com.
You've got the ring, now you need the rest. Find it all at the 12th annual Cleveland Bridal Show at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on Sunday, March 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get great ideas and the best deals from over 50 local vendors. See some of the latest bridal styles during the fashion show at noon presented by Catan Fashion. Tickets are just $5 in advance at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com or by calling 216-420-0000.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
You hear a lot about the future of energy, everything from smart technology to a stronger power grid. It may sound complicated, but it's really just a brighter way to deliver what matters most to you. At First Energy, we know energy is important to your life. That's why we're working each and every day to bring you a brighter energy future. See all the bright ways we continue to put you first at firstenergycorp.com.
Back on Cavs HQ to wrap things up. The Cavs conclude the pre-All-Star break schedule Wednesday night, 7 o'clock tip against the Atlanta Hawks. Clint Capella is the newest Hawk, acquired at the trade deadline. A surprise move by some as the Rockets will go small, apparently, for the rest of the year. Last night, the Hawks snapped the Knicks' 4-game winning streak in double overtime 48 points, 13 assists for Trae Young, who is lighting it up. He will be starting in the All-Star game.
And, of course, it's a battle between Collier and him. I don't care what anybody said. Drafted on the same year, and they got no bones to pick, but they want to play against each other. They always want. I always remember Isaiah Thomas coming to play against Kyrie all the time.
Always.
He always had a bone to pick with him. So we'll see if the Cavs can actually break the losing streak at home.
7 o'clock tip on the TV side. The pregame show Cavaliers live on Fox Sports Ohio starts at 6:30. Cavs Radio Network, 6:30. La Mega, 6:45.
Upside down, boy, you turn me.
That'll do it. Until next time, this has been Cavs HQ.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Hey all, Jimmy Hanlon here. Cleveland winters can be brutal, but with these Rustic Grill restaurant promotions, you're sure to eat and drink well. Tuesday, $7 burger night is back. Wednesday, coin flip night. Order a drink, flip a coin, call it in the air. If you get it right, the drink is on the house. Every Thursday, we have 50-cent wings and drink specials. Friday is prime time with prime rib dinner specials. And don't forget, we have live music on Saturdays. Get out of the house, have some fun, and visit the Rustic Grill in Highland Heights.